Learning is the brain's reshaping process. Many imagine learning as pouring water into a container, hear more, read more, and assume it is in. But learning science tells us learning is essentially the nervous system changing connection strengths. Each time you understand a new relation, related neurons fire together, and with repetition the connection strengthens, called neuroplasticity. The key inference is understanding is not mastering. Passive reading may keep info in short-term memory for hours. The real sign of learning is the pathway repeatedly actively activated and consolidated into long-term memory. So method matters more than duration. Another misconception is learn at once thoroughly. The brain retains single input poorly but retains distributed, repeated, challenging input well, explaining why cramming before exam works poorly while spaced review works. Understanding mechanisms is not book knowledge, but avoiding the costliest pit, spending time in hard but actually inefficient ways. Encoding, attention is the first gate. The first step into long-term memory is encoding, whose premise is attention. Reading while scrolling splits attention, encoding quality drops, later review cannot fix. Focus is not virtue but physical premise of learning. Encoding also needs meaning. Isolated facts encode poorly, but hanging them on existing knowledge network via analogy or own words raises efficiency. That is why being able to teach others tests mastery better than self-understanding. Emotion affects encoding too. Moderate novelty, slight stress, not panic raises encoding. Extreme boredom or anxiety closes the channel. Learn when mentally stable, slightly challenged, far more effective than pushing while tired. In practice, encoding stage should do deep processing. After reading close book, ask what does this say and what do I know related, not shallow actions like highlighting, copying. Shallow processing gives fluency illusion. Deep processing is real encoding. Retrieval practice, the most effective memory action. The most counterintuitive yet confirmed finding is retrieving info from brain consolidates memory more than rereading, called retrieval practice effect. You think rereading 10 times is familiar, but that is familiarity illusion. The real test is how much you recall with book closed. Retrieval works because it simulates future use scenarios, exam application reaction, all are retrieval. Each successful retrieval strengthens the pathway, and the more effortful the retrieval, the stronger the gain. Easy review produces almost no measurable benefit. Making retrieval a habit is simple. After a section, write points without book. After a day, recall framework 3 minutes before sleep. After a week, draw a blank paper mind map. These single actions are short, but cumulative effect far exceeds passive rereading. Retrieval also exposes blind spots. Places you think you know stall on retrieval, marking weak points too. Rereading always smooth, so never finds holes. Retrieval is cruel but honest about gaps. Spaced repetition, the rhythm against forgetting. Forgetting is not a bug but brain default setting to free space for more used info. Ebbinghaus over a century ago used a curve to depict forgetting speed. Without review, a day after learning, retention may drop to just over 30%. Spaced repetition schedules review points along this curve. Core principle is review when about to forget. Too early is waste because memory still solid. Too late forgets most and must relearn. Ideal rhythm gradually lengthens intervals, same day, next day, week, month. This rhythm steps just before the forgetting inflection. Spaced repetition needs no gadget. A review calendar, flashcards, even phone reminder works. Key is changing one-time finish into several point reviews, using rhythm to beat forgetting, not willpower. It pairs with retrieval. Spacing decides when, retrieval decides what to do. Combined retention can rise from 30 to near stable. This is learning science's cheapest tool combo for ordinary people. Professional analysis. Empirical research on learning methods. Educational psychology decades repeatedly confirm retrieval and spacing outperform rereading, highlighting, coloring methods. A widely cited classroom experiment showed students using retrieval plus spacing scored considerably higher on delayed tests than traditional group. A useful framework is learning gain ratio, long-term retention improvement per unit time. Rereading due to fluency illusion has low unit gain. High effort retrieval directly strengthens pathway with highest gain. This explains why not hard methods are easier. Comparing two learner types shows difference. One relies on fluency, smooth reading feels mastered but collapses at test, another actively creates retrieval difficulty, uncomfortable but robust. Difference not IQ but whether brain truly exerts. Actionable metrics, weekly active retrieval count at least 3 small test recalls, review interval covering day to month, sleep duration adequate for consolidation. Treat is learning dashboard, methods not just slogans. Sleep, the neglected consolidation stage. Many think learning finishes at desk, but brain does key organizing during sleep. Slow wave and REM stages filter integrate transfer daily memory fragments to long-term warehouse. Cramming then no sleep equals leaving just encoded content in temp zone unarchived. Sleep also forgets irrelevant noise, weakening and used connections strengthening important, refining memory. So sleeping well restores energy and directly improves learning quality. Most practical advice, learn hardest content before sleep giving brain a night consolidation window, ensure regular sleep not all-nighter. All-nighter short-term memory cannot transfer effectively, fails at retrieval. If must stay up at least review after sleep. Long-term treat sleep as part of learning not enemy, highest cost performance adjustment. Skip 1 hour night may SEO.